KKFT. Live and local, your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
And it is 58 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. A very good afternoon to you. I'm Greg Neft. Our top local stories this hour. New 911 tapes released from an officer-involved shooting in Sparks. Coming up, we'll let you hear what they say. One Nevada senator defending her party's stance on the TSA shutdown directly ahead, what Jackie Rosen is telling national media. And Nevada will once again play host to the Super Bowl. We'll let you know when the big game returns to Allegiant Stadium in Vegas. These stories and more coming up right here on the news at noon, live and local from the Keystone CPA studio in downtown Reno. I'm Greg Neft, FM News Talk Time, 1206.
And would it help if Senators Rosen and Masto reviewed the election results of 2024 here in Nevada? Probably not. Too little too late from Joe Lombardo. And why is he continuing to endorse liberal candidates? And what is the most conservative county in Nevada? I'll give you some trends of what's been happening in my county, Douglas County, and others. But the most conservative county in the state of Nevada, I'll tell you what that is a little bit later on in the hour. It's 1207, Greg.
Indeed, Jerry, thank you much. It's our top local story. Gripping 911 audio of an officer-involved shooting in Sparks that turned deadly for the suspect.
I'm sorry, you said you're at Planet Fitness, the one on Sparks at 640 North McCarran?
Yes.
Okay, and what's going on there?
Going in there and going to kill everybody.
You said you're going to go in there and kill everybody? Why are you going to do that?
And that's 911 audio. That's Jedi Guerrera. This went down March 12th in the parking lot of a Planet Fitness off Prater and McCarran. Officers arrived and found the 39-year-old Guerrera driving right toward them, slamming into one of the officers' vehicles.
I'm trapped in my vehicle. Hold on. Hey, he's got a gun!
Chaotic scene there, captured on body cam footage. Now, Jediah Guerrera was pronounced dead at the scene. Police say the investigation into what happened continues. Guerrera did have a gun. Well, he tried robbing her home, thinking no one was inside.
The defendant had broken into a home in the middle of the day in Lemon Valley and began stealing items when the homeowner, who was present at the time, ran to a neighbor's and called police. The woman told officers she had been taking a shower when she heard glass breaking.
Kendall Holcomb of the Washoe County DA's office says Dean Carter was convicted of the break-in, which went down in Lemon Valley. Authorities say Dean Carter was able to get away with a number of the victim's property before he was cited in downtown Reno the next day. Now, Carter could face 8 to 20 years in prison when he's sentenced. We are hearing from the Reno new acting police chief.
We move into a phase of continued leadership and continuity of care, surrounding this organization with trusted professionals during an unprecedented time.
Corey Selfarino, shortly after Reno City Council approved a new agreement with the Washoe Sheriff's Office to help run RPD. This after Chief Catherine Nance and others were placed on administrative leave. Published reports say there is now a criminal inquiry into Chief Nance and five others. The city manager for Reno says not the best solution, but it will do.
Yeah, it's not ideal, but it is necessary to ensure continuity of operations and to protect the public and to ensure that RPD employees have everything that they need.
And that's City Manager Jackie Bryant yesterday at a press conference. One Nevada senator says she could end the TSA shutdown within hours. That's if party leaders will let her.
If the president is serious and he does care about TSA like I do and like everyone should, then I do have a bill, and if he would give the House and the Senate Republicans permission to vote for it, I'd be happy to go to the floor right now, resubmit my bill as I've done multiple times, and we could fund TSA and end this mess.
Democrat Jackie Rosen this morning on CBS. Long lines reported at many airports across the country as TSA agents continue to go unpaid due to that dispute between Democrats and Republicans over ICE funding. Allegiant Stadium will reportedly be the host of the Super Bowl in February of 2029, a few years from now. ESPN says next week's NFL owners meeting, more of a formality when it comes to the final decision. Las Vegas, you know this, hosted the Super Bowl back in 2024 when the Kansas City Chiefs beat the San Francisco 49ers. Boo. In about 10 months, Allegiant Stadium will also host the College Football Playoff National Game. Well, do you like Jeopardy? Well, it's also leaving TV and moving to YouTube.
Sony Pictures Television announced Thursday the game show is heading over to the video platform later this month. Each episode will feature contestants from the platform, with the first having Monet Exchange, Rebecca Black, and Brennan Lee Mulligan. They'll compete across a dynamic range of clues that touch on categories spanning from viral trends to the 20-plus year history of YouTube. It'll premiere March 31st on Jeopardy's YouTube channel. I'm at Mattinson.
What is something I may not watch? FM News Talk Time. We're coming up on 12:11.
Well, it might help if Jackie Rosen and Catherine Cortez Masto reviewed the results of the 2024 election, and including and especially ballot measures here in the state of Nevada. Anybody remember state ballot question number 7? Should the Nevada Constitution be amended to require voters to either present photo identification to verify their identity when voting in person, or to provide certain personal information to verify their identity when voting by mail ballot? But senators here in Nevada, Masto and Rosen, both Democrats, will vote no on the Safeguard American Voter Eligibility, that's the SAVE Act. And they don't represent you, obviously. They don't represent Nevada. They represent the elected Democrat Party. We're basically a one-third state, 33% Republican, one-third independent or no affiliation, and one-third Democrat. More and more elected Republicans seem more like Republicans, or Republicrats, I should say. But it might help if they took a look at those election results on ballot question number 7. It's 12:13 and sports, traffic, weather, and more coming midday, 12 p to 1 p. It's the new news here at 99.1 FM Talk and 92.3 in Lyon County. Phil has got some traffic for everyone out there driving on that $5 a gallon plus gasoline. Phil?
It is 519 at the intersection of North Virginia Street and Golden Valley. But in more important news, State Route 439, the USA Highway, there is an injury collision working right there. It's at 8th Street on the southbound side. Be prepared for some delays. Otherwise, in Reno, Sparks, Carson City, around the lake, and Urington, we're doing all right. Just watch out for a bunch of road work on the Mount Rose Highway. They're doing some work on the shoulder between Bardo Drive and Wedge Parkway. It's 58 degrees in Sparks and in Carson City, 59 in Wellington, 49 degrees at South Lake Tahoe. Here's a look at your weather.
Noticeably cooler weather for our afternoon. Temperatures not quite hitting 60 yet, but by 3, 4, 5 o'clock this afternoon, we'll be in the upper 60s, but shy of 70. Tomorrow we'll be in the 70s and closer to 80 for the weekend. Cheap and good are not related. Don't end up broken down on the side of the road to find out why it's called a screaming deal. Trust A Master Mechanic for everything automotive. After the new news at 1, Guy Benson, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your new news on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting truly great candidates for your roles? It seems impossible to find them, but they have to be out there somewhere, right? Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go, and that place is ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're missing out. So see what it's like when the impossible is easy. When you go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
When the power goes out and you're wondering if it's going to be out for a few minutes or a few hours, maybe even a few days, take control of your power by getting a Generac home backup generator. Generac is the leading brand and most trusted. You can have one installed by Capital Control Systems for as low as $125 a month on approved credit. Call now while supplies last. 775-883-3277.
Keeping you warm in the winter, cool in the summer, Capital Control Systems.
Thin nylon covers may be okay for temporary storage, but why risk it? Nevada's harsh climate can wreck your valuable boat or RV. BAM RV and Boat Storage is the smart option. Close to Tahoe and the Carson Airport, they offer 24/7 gated access, heated units, 30 amps of power, on-site water, and a dump station. With large enclosed units to fit any boat or RV, choose BAM RV and Boat Storage. 5969 Morgan Mill Road in Carson. BAMRVBoatStorage.com.
Tired of buying a washing machine every few years because your current one is broken or stinks? Sean here from Sargent's Appliance Center. Sargent sells top-rated, long-lasting Speed Queen machines with an expected life of 15 to 25 years. Sargent's Appliance Center will provide a washing machine that will have you wanting to do your laundry. Don't take advice from somebody that could be moved to the paint department next week. Quality products from a company that services what they sell. Buy right the first time. Search Sargent's Appliance and Sparks.
Are you looking for the perfect trailer? Carson City Trailer has it. From utility and dump to horse or car trailers, at Carson City Trailer, we're not just a dealership, we're your partners. Our mission is to match you with the ideal trailer backed by exceptional service and support. Visit us today at 6441 Highway 50 East. Carson City Trailer, hauling solutions, expert repairs, and a fully stocked parts department. Everything you need, all in one place.
Northern Nevada's Midday Update. Your new news. KKFT.
An update on a measles outbreak. I'm John Potter for the new news. Four new measles cases were just announced in Placer County. No cities or towns were revealed by the county's Health and Human Services Department, but Placer covers the northwest section of Tahoe, including Kings Beach and Tahoe City. They say all four of the new cases come from the same household, adding to four previous cases. There's now eight active cases in the current outbreak there. Most are reported to be teenagers. The CDC today reports there are now 27 active cases of measles in California and a whopping 275 active cases off to our east side in Utah. As for Nevada, we have none. Other western states, 6 cases Oregon, 28 Washington, 45 Arizona, with Montana and Wyoming joining Nevada with zero. I'm John Potter for the new news on FM News Talk 99.1 KKFT.
It is 12:18, and if you are just checking in, the three big things that you need to know. Sparks police releasing 911 tapes from a deadly officer-involved shooting where the suspect threatened to kill everyone inside a Planet Fitness off McCarran and Prater. Number two, Reno has a new acting police chief. Officially, Corey Selfarino will take over RPD as acting chief anyway. Catherine Nance and others remain on administrative leave. And the Super Bowl coming back to Nevada. Allegiant Stadium will play host to the big game in February 2029. It is our top national story this hour. Hundreds of transport TSA agents have chosen to quit their jobs after more than a month of no pay.
The Department of Homeland Security said the loss of these and possibly more security agents could lead to shutdowns of smaller airports. The partial shutdown of DHS since mid-February means tens of thousands of TSA agents have not been paid. Congress continues to debate proposals that could restore DHS funding as Democrats hold out for specific changes to immigration enforcement. In the meantime, ICE agents have been sent to several major U.S. airports to aid TSA workers still on the job. President Trump has also suggested the possibility of National Guard troops being deployed to help with airport security. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
FM News Talk Time. It is 12:20.
Well, nothing says planning ahead like a little, too late. In a headline that reads, Lombardo takes aim at California's grip on Nevada fuel, you'd be justified in thinking, is that too little, too late? Did he not hear about all the refineries closing in California? There used to be over 40 refineries in California. Now there are less than 10. Was he not aware that nearly 90% of Nevada's fuel comes from California? Just yesterday in the Bay Area, $6.50 a gallon for regular. And it wasn't until about 3 months ago, in January, in fact, this year, that he launched, Governor Lombardo, launched a fuel resiliency committee. Nothing says like last-minute planning, right? The committee's goal is to reduce Nevada's heavy reliance on California for fuel. Isn't that like waiting till the fire reaches the house next door to start hooking up the hose? People want results, not meetings, but never fear. We got a committee looking at ways to expand supply options here in Nevada. And you know what they say about committees, Greg? A committee,
what's that?
A committee is a group of the unwilling, picked from the unfit, to do the unnecessary. Another good one is a camel is a horse designed by a committee. I dare say that Trump, when something needs to be done, doesn't form a committee to study it as we continue to pay $5 or more in Reno for gas. Well, you can be confident, though, that Republicans here in Nevada are going to, quote, fight for you, like they've been doing for criminals lately, for you in the next session here in Carson City. From the site Muth's Truths, Assembly Republicans, under the failed mismanagement of Minority Leader Greg Hoffman, don't often do much that's newsworthy, especially for conservatives. But one of their members put out a breathless press release just yesterday, an issue of critical importance to struggling Nevadans right now with gas prices, with the TSA, with everything else that's going on in Nevada. Quote, Nevada Assemblyman Bert Gurr, District 33, that's Elko, announced today, this was yesterday, that he will sponsor legislation during the 2027 session to designate the blue elderberry as the official state fruit of Nevada.
Oh, thank goodness. End of quote.
Too many people may not remember this, but back during the Obama years here in Nevada, when the economy was in the free fall, especially here in Nevada, Ben Kiekeffer, another one of those Republicrats, one of the most liberal senators I've ever seen in the 22 years I've been in Nevada, he did the exact same thing, except his proposal was that the Weimaraner be designated as the official dog of Nevada.
I'm sorry, the what?
The Weimaraner. That's a dog.
I'm not familiar with that breed.
It's one of the worst that there is out there. Apologies to anybody with a Weimaraner, but I had a family member that had a Weimaraner dog. Now, most, when I say bad dogs, you can blame on the owners, which says a little bit about my former relatives, but a Weimaraner, one of the most hyper dogs that there is. They're gray with the weird eyes. Anyway, Ben Kiekeffer wanted to make that the official dog while I think unemployment rate was 10-12% and everybody was losing their homes. Good. Just how dumb are politicians, Democrats and Republicans in general? That dumb.
Oh, dear.
Noon news time. Is what, Craig? I can't see the clock. We had to change studios.
Oh, dear. Well, 1224 is where we're at right now.
All right. Thank you, guys.
We'll probably warm up 7, 8, 9 degrees more. Probably not hitting 70 today, upper 60s. Overnight lows tonight for the first time in several nights going to drop into the 30s. But we're back into the 70s for Friday and the weekend. Real automotive expertise without excuses. That's the A-Master Mechanic difference. Come experience complete automotive peace of mind at A-Master Mechanic in Sparks. 5 o'clock today, Mark the Van Camp and Robbins, FM News Talk.
KKFT. Live and local. Your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
Die when I may, I want it said of me by they who know me best. That I always plucked a thistle and planted a flower when I thought a flower would grow. Abraham Lincoln.
A penny for your thoughts presented by Lincoln Heating and Air. For heating or air conditioning assistance, call 359-1985 or visit our website, lincolnheating.com. I'm Robert Quirk, owner of Lincoln Heating and Air, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
Experience the difference with award-winning surgery at Hall & Rye Plastic Surgeons and Aesthetic Treatment Centers. Their expert team delivers stunning, natural results you'll love. Trusted, renowned, and ready to help you look and feel your best. Their board-certified plastic surgeons focus on the relationship they build with each patient. Book your consultation now at hallandrye.com. Your transformation begins at Hall & Rye.
Hey, can you feel it? Summer's coming. You know, road trips, vacations, and the open road? Or will it be breakdowns, car repairs, and tow trucks? Before she leaves you alongside the road, A-Master Mechanic recommends a complete bumper-to-bumper service. Fluids, filters, tires, and tune-up. Don't leave anything to chance in our Nevada heat. That includes your air conditioning. Make sure you can just turn that key and go.
A-Master Mechanic, making it good.
KKFT. From the field to the court, KKFT Sports.
Basketball season came to an end for Nevada men's team last night. The Pack lost to Auburn 75-69 in the quarterfinals of the NIT. Nevada trailed early but clawed back to make it interesting. Never got closer than two possessions, though. The best aspect of this season, Nevada was a good, entertaining home team, made for a fun night at Lawler. 17-2 is a good home record, but on the road, the Pack struggled, going 7-11, although last night was a pretty good road game against a good Auburn team on their court. I'm Craig Swope with sports for the Noon News on FM News Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your Noon News, local, live, and happening now.
And we have 58 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. I'm Greg Neff. It is our top local story. He threatened to kill everyone inside of Planet Fitness off McCarran and Prater in Sparks earlier this month.
Okay. So why do you want to go hurt everybody?
You
don't want to hurt everybody? Okay. Do you have a gun on you?
Yeah.
You do have a gun on you? What kind of gun do you have? Okay, is it a handgun or a rifle?
And that is released 911 audio from an officer involved shooting that turned deadly. The suspect, 39-year-old Jediah Guerrera, called police to say he was going to kill everyone inside that gym. Police did arrive, and Guerrera drove right into the responding officer's car.
When he came across, he pointed the gun right at me. Hey, let's swing this way.
And that's from body cam footage of the incident where police opened fire on Guerrera. He was dead at the scene. He was holding a 9mm handgun. The investigation continues. She was in the shower inside her home in Lemon Valley when she heard glass break.
When she looked out her bedroom sliding glass door, she saw Carter in her kitchen carrying her items out of the house. When Reno police officers arrived, they found that the sliding glass door in the kitchen was ajar and a nearby window had been shattered. Officers determined that Carter had entered by breaking the window before going into various rooms in the house and going out the sliding glass door.
Kendall Holcomb of the Washoe County DA says Dean Carter was convicted. He faces 8 to 20 years in prison. He was arrested the day after the robbery in downtown Reno. Reno's new acting police chief is speaking out.
Our immediate focus is to ensure that every member of the department has the resources and guidance they need to serve the people of Reno safely and effectively. This temporary leadership arrangement allows us to continue our mission without interruption, maintaining the professionalism and integrity the public expects and deserves from our department.
Corey Solferino, just moments after Reno City Council approved an agreement to have the Washoe Sheriff run RPD temporarily, Police Chief Catherine Nance remains on administrative leave. One Nevada Democrat defending her party's hardline stance against funding the TSA without concessions on ICE.
I don't want any law enforcement agency in this country to act as if they're above the law. And I, for the life of me, I can't understand why anyone else would want that either. So what do we want? I want a uniform code of conduct, just like my local law enforcement have. I want training, transparency, accountability, no roving patrols. Honor the Fourth Amendment. Imagine that. It's in our Bill of Rights.
Senator Jackie Rosen on CBS News this morning says she's got a bill that could be brought to the floor and passed within hours that Rosen says would fund the TSA and end the chaos at many of our nation's airports. KKFT covers Northern Nevada as Fox News covers the world. It's 12:30.
Fox News, at the top and bottom of every hour. This is Northern Nevada's FM News Talk Radio, 99.1 KKFT. It's 12:30.
News. I'm John Saucier. The Trump administration says it's still negotiating with Iran to end the fighting in the Middle East. The president has not decided if he'll extend a pause on targeting energy infrastructure.
Mr. Witkoff and JD and Jared will tell me whether or not they think it's going along, and if it's not going along, maybe not.
Iran cutting off most ship traffic in the Strait of Hormuz after U.S. and Israeli strike causing oil prices to spike. You heard him say Mr. Witkoff there. That is Special Envoy of the Middle East, Steve Witkoff. He says there are strong signs Iran wants a deal.
Iran is looking for an off-ramp following your powerful threat on Saturday. Your indications that you are willing to listen to peace proposals have been well received.
Iran's government continues to deny those claims, though. The country's turned down a 15-point U.S. proposal for peace, issued their own demands. America's listening to Fox News.
FM News Talk time. It is 12:31. Greg Neft here in the Keystone CPA's news studio. If you're just checking in, the three big things that you need to know, it's our top local story. Sparks police releasing 911 tapes from a deadly officer-involved shooting where the suspect threatened to kill everyone inside a Planet Fitness. Reno has a new acting police chief officially. Corey Selferino will take over RPD as Chief Catherine Dance and others remain on administrative leave. And it's our top national story. Lines at some airports in the U.S. They're hours long as the partial government shutdown continues. TSA agents calling out sick. They're saying that some passengers are offering them pity. They do not want that.
My simple thing is, we don't want your pity. We just want our paychecks.
And again, more on these stories as we continue right along here on the news at noon. FM News Talk time. It is 12:32.
Here's the problem. You've been living with pain in your back, neck, or joints, and you haven't been able to get rid of it. Maybe you have already had surgery for it, or maybe you have been told you need surgery. My name is Dr. Frank Schallenberger, Medical Director at the Nevada Center in Carson City. It doesn't matter what you have, degenerated or herniated disc, arthritic joints, even bone on bone, plantar fasciitis, shoulder pain, elbow pain, rotator cuff tears, even interstitial cystitis. If it hurts, we can help. There is an alternative to surgery and medication. It's called prolozone. Prolozone uses the power of oxygen to heal damaged tissues. Recent advances in medicine have been showing that chronic pain sufferers have a 75% chance of becoming pain-free with prolozone. Don't suffer any longer. Contact us at the Nevada Center online at antiagingmedicine.com or call 884-3990 to learn more. That's 884-3990. Remember our name, the Nevada Center in Carson City.
Temperatures are rising. Is your AC ready for the heat? Call Elite Air Systems and find out. From quick repairs to full installations, their friendly, knowledgeable techs work on all makes and models. And they offer free estimates on installations and changeouts. Elite Air Systems, locally owned, family operated, and proudly serving Northern Nevada since 2007. Schedule an appointment today at EliteAirSystemsNV.com or call 292-0575.
Noticeably cooler weather for our afternoon. Temperatures not quite hitting 60 yet, but by 3, 4, 5 o'clock this afternoon, we'll be in the upper 60s, but shy of 70. Tomorrow we'll be in the 70s and closer to 80 for the weekend. Cheap and good or not related, don't end up broken down on the side of the road to find out why it's called a screaming deal. Trust A-Master Mechanic for everything automotive. After the new news at 1, Guy Benson, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk.
KKFT. This is your new news. Local, live, and happening now.
The new gaming numbers are in from February. I'm John Potter for the new news. Overall, the state took in a small increase yet again compared to February of last year. The Nevada casino win was up 1.5%. Washoe County increased just over 7%. Breaking that down, Reno went up 7.75%. Sparks up 8.33%. The Carson Valley gaming win jumped 4.25%. Stateline Tahoe Casinos up 1.5% over February 2025. The only decreases in the state were North Lake Tahoe, Downtown Vegas, and Laughlin. Taking a wider picture from last July through February, the gaming win is up close to 1% statewide. I'm John Potter for the new news on FM News Talk 99.1 KKFT.
Your new news business update on Nevada's FM News Talk KKFT.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are losing steam in afternoon trading as conflicting signals from the U.S. and Iran on the prospects of a de-escalation in the Middle East are keeping investors on edge. Lawsuits targeting social media companies over harm to children have found Meta and Alphabet's YouTube liable, which is sending their shares lower, with Meta stock down 6%, while Alphabet stock is down nearly 3%. Shares of memory chip makers like Micron Technology and Western Digital, among others, are tumbling after Google unveiled technology this week that could reduce the amount of memory needed in AI models. And you'll be paying more for a mortgage this week. The average long-term rate is climbing to its highest level in more than 6 months. The 30-year fixed-rate mortgage rising to 6.38%, according to Freddie Mac. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
FM News Talk time. It is 12:36. Time right now for a moment with Mike Bosma, the head of Keystone CPAs and the host of Bosma on Business and the Keystone Brief, joins us here in studio right now. And Mike, you know, this is interesting. You see these TV commercials all the time for, you know, heating and air conditioning companies, garage door companies. You think that they're competitors and you think that they're trying to compete against each other, but word is that they may all be under the same roof, huh?
Well, yeah. In fact, there's a Facebook thread on Our Town Reno complaining that Blackstone specifically has bought up a couple of local HVAC companies, Sierra Air included, and that they're saying the prices are going up, and then you get a second opinion, it's just another competitor owned by the same company. So it's interesting from a local perspective. Make sure if you're getting a second opinion, it's okay to ask who the principals are, who the owner is. Are they held by a private equity firm or a real human that actually cares about doing business in the great state of Nevada?
Absolutely. Now, private equity, of course, not inherently bad, but when you own all the means of production, that kind of sort of defeats the purpose of competition.
Well, yeah, and I think that's where, you know, as a local business person for the last 30 years, you know, it's a personal relationship. You know, there's no corporate office barking out orders telling me how I have to serve my customers. So we take that personally as professionals. The mothership, if the headquarters, the ivory tower, Greg, is calling the shots, you may not be getting the best deal for whatever you're trying to buy. So know who you're buying from. Keep it local.
Absolutely. You know, one of the impacts of this whole thing between Iran and the U.S., fertilizer prices. We talk about gas prices, but fertilizer prices, they're taking a bit of a jump. Our poor farmers here, they're kind of taking them on the chin, huh?
Well, and I think those contingency plans, you know, the same thing when gas prices were rising. We did a little YouTube short on that, Greg. And having the ability to have elasticity in your pricing. So if you're whatever you're selling, if you're locked into a price without the caveat, hey, if my costs significantly increase, and in this case, Greg, what you're talking about is farmers fertilizer, you know, if they're already obligated to sell their crops at a certain price fixed, then they're in trouble. So it's just being able to expect the unexpected and make sure your contracts say the same thing.
Absolutely. Of course, Mike is here to help you, Keystone CPAs. They want to make sure that you get the most out of your money. 775-786-4900, Keystone CPAs, keystone.cpas. They want to help you, right?
That's absolutely correct.
All right. Well, I know Mike, and he's a great guy. Mike Bosma, thanks so much for joining us. We'll talk again tomorrow.
Well, looking forward to it, Greg.
Absolutely. FM News Talk time. It is 12:39.
And, Greg, maybe hit up Mike tomorrow. He could come back. I have a question, excuse me, which is what's he seeing in terms of tax returns? If he's been doing tax returns for businesses over several years, that maybe the revenue is the same. How has Trump being in office and the new tax laws affected tax returns for businesses? U.S. oil giant Chevron has warned California that it is careening toward an energy crisis because of the Iran war, which will likely be resolved soon, and that the company may quit refining oil in the state of California unless officials roll back taxes and regulations. don't likely see that happening in the state of California. A poll dropped this week showing Danny Tarkanian leading Adriana Guzman Frelick by a wide margin, 38 points, in fact, in the Republican primary for Nevada Attorney General. Governor Lombardo has endorsed Frelick. Some GOP voters pushing back hard on how the questions were asked, however. The survey shows Tarkanian leading Guzman Frelick 55% to 17% among likely Republican primary voters, 27% still undecided. The poll contacted 410 likely Republican primary voters by phone from March 19th through the 22nd. It carries a margin of error of plus or minus just about 5 points. A few Republicans who were polled called it more of a push poll. You can listen online live with the app, and your feedback is welcome. Tap on the shout-out cloud or menu bar and sound off. By the way, I promised a shout-out to Ashley in Minden, who I spoke to before coming in to do the show today. Mike and Jerry at Florence Fence, shout-out to you guys as well. The best one of the hour, the shout-out, gets a $100 gift card at Glen Eagles in Carson City. The app is free at the App Store. Your news is free from your local news station, 99.1 KKFT, and in Lyon County on 92.3 FM Talk. Phil will talk more. Traffic.
Absolutely. We still have that injury collision working on State Route 439, the USA Parkway, at 8th Street. Fortunately, they've got the vehicles off to the side of the road, and the minimum is being impacted by traffic right now. We're doing great on Interstate 80 through Sparks and Reno. 50 through Carson City is doing just fine. Just remember, Mount Rose Highway between Bordeaux and Wedge Parkway, they're doing a bunch of road work on the shoulder. Be prepared for some delays. Let's have a look at your weather.
It'll probably warm up 7, 8, 9 degrees more. Probably not hitting 70 today, upper 60s. Overnight lows tonight for the first time in several nights going to drop into the 30s. But we're back into the 70s for Friday and the weekend. Real automotive expertise without excuses. That's the A-Master Mechanic difference. Come experience complete automotive peace of mind at A-Master Mechanic in Sparks. 5 o'clock today, Markley Van Camp and Robbins, FM News Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk.
If the rain car is running, it's giving you the blues. Gonna throw one out of mode. Well, they'll know just what to do.
For 35 years, Pro One has served Northern Nevada with quality service and repairs. At Pro One, we will give you the ultimate customer experience. At Pro One, we will take you through the complete repair process with pictures and text messages. All we ask from you at Pro One is to put fuel in it, wash it once in a while, and we'll take care of the rest. And for you truck and SUV owners, remember, we know trucks. We can do diesel smog checks along with gas smog checks, and you never need an appointment for a smog check, gas or diesel. So give us a chance to earn your business. Pro One is the shop friends recommend to friends.
People, Rover, expert service, it's so hard to find. Pro One Automotive does it right the first time.
If you have more than $25,000 in the state of Nevada, your will could end up in probate for years. If you call my office, that will not happen to you. This is John Rhodes, president of Lifeline Estate Services. We are a Nevada-licensed legal document preparation company, not a law firm. Over the last 30 years, my office has drafted thousands of living trusts, none of which have ever been successfully contested in any court of law, allowing our clients to protect well over $1 billion in clients' assets from probate and outrageous attorney's fees. It doesn't matter who drafted your original trust. We amend and close out trusts created by our competitors. We encourage you to shop around, even attend a competitor seminar, but don't commit to anything before you ask your friends and neighbors who did their living trust. Remember, you don't have to pay the ridiculously high attorney's fees to have a solid, time-tested custom estate plan for half the cost of the area average. Call 824-8400 for a free consultation or visit trustforless.com. Stop procrastinating. Call 824-8400 now.
Contractors across Nevada know when you need a retaining wall that's easy to install, rock solid, and engineered to perform, Cornerstone Wall and Precast has your back. Manufactured right here in Carson City, Our precast concrete retaining wall systems are built for speed, stability, and serious durability. Not to mention, serious, great looking. And with the strength to handle Nevada's climate and the quality to meet your specs, Cornerstone Wall and Precast is your local no-hassle source for retaining wall systems that just work. From highway projects to commercial developments, our blocks are designed to interlock and stack efficiently, saving you time and labor on site. And did I mention how good they look? Call 775-240-6050. 775-240-6050. Visit cornerstonewall.com and build with confidence. Cornerstone Wall and Precast. Performance built in.
KKFT. Your new news on Nevada's FM News Talk.
And it is 60 degrees right now. Sunny skies at Reno Tahoe International Airport. I'm Greg Neft of the Keystone CPA Newsplex. Our top local stories this hour. We have new 911 tapes released from an officer-involved shooting.
I'm sorry, you said you're at Planet Fitness, the one on Sparks at 640 North McCarran?
Yes.
Okay, and what's going on there? You said you're going to go in there and kill everybody? Why are you going to do that?
And that is 911 tapes released from that officer-involved shooting. One Nevada senator defending her party's stance on the TSA shutdown directly ahead. We'll find out if Jackie Rosen is able to bring a bill to the floor. And Reno has a new acting police chief.
We move into a phase of continued leadership and continuity of care, surrounding this organization with trusted professionals during an unprecedented time.
Corey Selferino at a press conference after an agreement was signed with the Reno City Council to have the Washoe Sheriff's Office run RPD. That's your three big things that you need to know on FM News Talk Midday News. I'm Greg Neft, FM News Talk Time, 1247.
Your new news on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT Sports.
A light schedule for softball yesterday, Truckee over South Tahoe. In baseball, a number of Washoe schools taking part in spring tournaments in the region. Minogue beat the home team in a spring break tourney in Scottsdale, Arizona yesterday. McQueen, DeMonte, Reed all won in other tournaments. All 30 Clark County public high schools are pulling out of the NIAA 5A and 4A system for football purposes. That means they will not be playing in state or regional tournament games. Bishop Gorman, the 800-pound gorilla. I'm Craig Swope of Sports for the new news on FM News Talk.
It's difficult to make a man miserable when he feels worthy of himself and claims kindred to the great God who made him. Abraham Lincoln.
A penny for your thoughts, presented by Lincoln Heating and Air. For heating or air conditioning assistance, call 359-1985 or visit our website, lincolnheating.com. I'm Robert Quirk, owner of Lincoln Heating and Air, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
I'll come back.
In the last 10 years, Republican Shirley Roberts, candidate for Secretary of State, and her husband have contributed over $24,000 to Democrats. That's according to current Secretary of State Cisco Aguilar. $10,000 to Steve Sisolak, $1,000 to Aaron Ford, and $1,000 to Alexis Hill. Over $24,000 over 10 years. Next time you see Republican Shirley Roberts, ask her why she contributed over $24,000 to Democrats in the last 10 years. $6,000 to Democrat Hillary Sheevy, $5,000 to Democrat Naomi Doerr, and $1,000 to Democrat Devon Reese. Republican Shirley Roberts, candidate for Secretary of State, wants you to trust her with the very important issue of voter ID, while she's been contributing to Democratic candidates for the last 10 years. Why would she do that? Ask Shirley Roberts. Why?
Paid for by Friends of Sharon Angle.
Hi, this is Gary Great. For over 25 years, my Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu Academy has been the premier training facility in Northern Nevada, producing 48 certified Gracie Jiu-Jitsu black belts. I'd like to invite you to come in and check out our facilities for a free week of classes. Stop by 301 Hot Springs Road, number 5 in Carson City, or 1335 Air Motive Way in Reno. Visitors of all levels are always welcome. Go to bjjreno.com for the full class schedule.
Lockett Shows presents the Reno Expo. Five exciting shows inside the Reno Sparks Convention Center. The RV Show starts Thursday, March 26th, and features 200,000 square feet of motorhomes, travel trailers, fifth wheels, toy haulers, all at low show prices. Top RV dealers competing for your business include RV Country, Blue Compass RV, Lifestyle RV, Aon RV, custom truck accessories, four-wheel pop-up campers, and scenic vans. The Reno Boat Show and Off-Road Motorsports Expo starts Friday and features the latest off-road and motorsports vehicles, gear, and accessories. Top local boat dealers, including Marine Specialties and West Coast Boat Center, will showcase a huge selection of ski and fishing boats. The Home and Garden Show will showcase hundreds of exhibits featuring the latest products and services for your indoor and outdoor living needs. And don't miss the Pet Show and Pug Parade, with wiener dog and chihuahua races on Saturday and the Pug Parade on Sunday. Admission includes all five shows. The Reno Expo, March 26th through the 29th, inside the Reno Sparks Convention Center.
Hey, can you feel it? Summer's coming. You know, road trips, vacations in the open road, or will it be breakdowns, car repairs, and tow trucks? Before she leaves you alongside the road, A-Master Mechanic recommends a complete bumper-to-bumper service. Fluids, filters, tires, and tune-up. Don't leave anything to chance in our Nevada heat. That includes your air conditioning. Make sure you can just turn that key and go.
A-Master Mechanic, making it good under the hood.
Noticeably cooler weather for our afternoon. Temperatures not quite hitting 60 yet. But by 3, 4, 5 o'clock this afternoon, we'll be in the upper 60s, but shy of 70. Tomorrow we'll be in the 70s and closer to 80 for the weekend. Cheap and good are not related. Don't end up broken down on the side of the road to find out why it's called a screaming deal. Trust A-Master Mechanic for everything automotive. After the noon news at 1, Guy Benson, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk.
Northern Nevada's Midday Update, your new news, KKFT.
Greg Neff in the Keystone CPA studio. It is 12:52, 60 degrees right now, Reno Tahoe International Airport. We're learning more about an officer-involved shooting that turned deadly. This happened March 12th in the parking lot of a Planet Fitness off Prater and McCarran. Officers arrived and they found 39-year-old Jediah Guerrera driving right toward them, slamming into one of the officers' vehicles. And we're going to hear about that coming up right now.
I'm trapped in my vehicle. Hold on. Hey, he's got a gun! Hold on, hold on, hold on. Move around, move around, move around. Move around, move around.
And that is police body cam footage audio. Guerrera was dead at the scene. Police say the investigation into what happened continues. Guerrera did have a gun. Wall Street bonuses are out, and they are plentiful.
The average Wall Street bonus rising to a record high of nearly $250,000 following a blockbuster year for New York City's investment banking powerhouses. Securities industry employees receiving on average bonuses of around $247,000 last year, which is a 6% increase from the previous year, according to estimates from New York State Comptroller Thomas DiNapoli. Bonuses for Wall Street bankers and traders are handed out between December and March, and the checks are a big part of the total earnings of the city's best paid sector. In 2024, bonuses accounted for nearly half of the average of over $505,000 in total compensation for securities industry employees. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
If you're not using all that money, could I have some, please? FM News Talk, time 12:53.
It is not just happening in California. A man convicted of murdering two people, once sitting on death row, is now back out on the street. According to a report from the Las Vegas Review-Journal, a former Nevada death row inmate has been released from prison over the objections of the victim's family. The man at the center of the case was convicted of killing two people. Two. He strangled a young woman to death, and then he stabbed her four-year-old son to death while trying to steal the woman's car. And instead of serving life behind bars, he's now free, back on the streets of Las Vegas, and the victim's family has never been identified. Greg, at some point, judges or public officials are going to have to be or should be held accountable. I've not heard one politician, Republican or Democrat, mention anything at all like this. They have to be held accountable for their decisions, especially when they release somebody who kills, rapes, or whatever crime is committed. Like the girl that was just shot in Chicago, that was released by public officials in Chicago, and what that family will go through for the rest of their lives, it's just horrible. But I, if it were me, I would be proposing that if a judge releases somebody, judge specifically, but add a public official, whether it be a mayor or governor or whatever it may be, if they release somebody and they commit another crime, they murder somebody or whatever it is that they do, and they get convicted, that the judge that released them or the public official that released them receives the same sentence for the next crime that the person released, who should not have been released, does. Could I get a amen on that, or could I get a text at 775-884-9910? Text us and let us know what you think of that proposition. If a public official puts at risk the community by releasing a criminal, and that criminal commits another crime, whatever it may be, stealing a car, robbery, burglary, murder, whatever the sentence is for the new crime for the criminal, the judge or the public official should have to serve the exact same sentence, including the death penalty. Too harsh?
My goodness. Case by case, man.
Until you're a victim of bad decisions like that, you may not take it too seriously, but you should, because it will happen, because it happened right here in the state of Nevada. Not to beat a dead horse here, but I talked about this earlier in the week about how Republicans, every Republican but one in the Nevada Senate and the Nevada Republican governor and all Democrats voted to give driver's licenses to illegal aliens here in the state of Nevada. And one of those people drove to Reno and killed a couple of people. I don't want to say just a couple of people. I don't know why, because I forget my keys or my phone just about every day. But Jerry and Sharon David from Reno, Sophia Lincoln, Connie Kuntz from Gardnerville were murdered by a criminal that should not have been here in the state in the first place, but was driving thanks to politicians here in the state of Nevada. Republicans included, all except the great Don Gustafson, who was the only senator in the state of Nevada who voted against that. And as I mentioned earlier, Ben Kiekhaefer, one of the all-time most liberal politicians here in the state of Nevada, he's Lombardo's chief of staff. And I keep asking myself, why is he endorsing the most liberal of the liberal in the primary? And I think I might know the answer to that. Number one, you have to be dumb. And number two, you're listening to somebody else who's even dumber. Dumb and dumber running the state of Nevada.
Oh, my goodness. It's amazing the sun shines every morning sometimes, I wonder.
Just to let everybody know, we have received several texts. Absolutely right. Hold them accountable. Amen, brother.
All right. All right. Amen to you too, brother. And hopefully we'll be here tomorrow and you'll be listening. And don't forget the shout outs. You can do that with the KKFT FM Talk app, free in the App Store. And it's 12:59. Greg, I will see you tomorrow. Great sound bites today that you were grabbing.
Thank you.
Let's do it again tomorrow. And Guy Benson and Fox News is coming up next here on 92.3 FM Talk for Lyon County and 99.1 KKFT. How far off am I?
First with Fox. First on FM 99.1 KKFT, Gardnerville, Reno, Sparks, Carson City, a service of the Evans Broadcast Company.